We gathered half a dozen for a little bluegrass jam. We were all in tune together, playing songs and hymns, when all at once a banjo picker made his presence known. He reached into his banjo case and pulled out a master tone. Plinkety plink was all you could hear. Banjo pickers in your ear. He drowned out the mandolin, the singers and guitars. He never quietened down a bit. He thought he was a star. His third string, it was out of tune, and the second and the first. But he kept on playing anyhow, till I thought my head would burst. Plinkety plink was all you could hear. In your ear. Turned around and quickly saw the crowd was getting thin. I guess they couldn't stand to hear him play that thing again. That banjo picker never flinched, I'm not sure he could see. He took the capo off his neck and he tuned it down in D. Plinkety plink was all you could hear. Banjo pickers in your ear. So if you own a banjo and you think you want to play, don't do like all the others, and your friends might let you stay. You shouldn't play it out of tune or louder than the bass. Just keep that banjo quieting down or leave it in the case. Plinkety plink was all you could hear. Banjo pickers in my ear. Banjo pickers in